Odell bei Flux FM. Die Morning Show am Nachmittag zeichnet sich ja zumeist dadurch aus, dass wir tolle musikalische Gäste für euch einladen, die in der Stadt unterwegs sind, am Abend ein Konzert spielen. Vorher kommen sie nochmal zu uns in die Redaktion, schön zum Schlesi, und wir quatschen ein bisschen, auch damit ihr die Künstler ein bisschen besser kennenlernen könnt. Heute ist die Schwedin Jenny Abrahamsson da, die eine neue Platte draußen hat. Gemini Gemini heißt die. Gemini Gemini.
That sounds Italian. Gemini Gemini.
Und sie wird jetzt ein bisschen was erzählen. Wir stellten gerade fest, dass wir natürlich aussehen wie eineiige Zwillingsschwestern, denn wir beide laufen mit Pony rum, das schon seit vielen Jahren. Und das freut mich sehr, dass ich hier eine Schwester im Geiste noch gefunden habe. Natürlich bin ich nicht so musikalisch von der Muse geküsst worden, aber das ist ja auch jetzt vielleicht gar nicht mal so wichtig. Jenny, it's nice to have you here at Flux FM.
Thank you, it's nice to be back here.
When have you been here the last time?
I think when I released my previous album, which was maybe in 2012, maybe.
Okay, some couple of years ago.
Yes.
Couple of years ago. So maybe for the people who don't know you, this might occur, but not everyone. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get to know you a little bit better. You started playing at the beginning with other musicians, but for many years now, you're a solo artist, a successful, great solo artist.
Well,
as we can say.
Yes. No, I started out in bands, absolutely, and then I went solo in 2007.
Yeah.
I released my solo debut.
Which was a relief for you to let the others, who are of course good musicians, go?
The thing is, I'm solo. I'm a solo artist under my own name, absolutely, but I have two guys in my band who has been playing with me since I was 13. Mm-hmm. So in a way, I have a band, but they're kind of included under my name.
Okay.
But they don't always play with me. On this little tour, I have at least one stand-in. And for the last gig in Paris, I'm going to have another stand-in too. So, but absolutely, I have people that I've been working with for a long time. So I don't feel that alone in my solo project. Yes. And I think I've always idolized or romanticized about the band thing, because when a band actually works, it's like the most amazing thing.
Ja, also sie hat damals mit vielen Bands gearbeitet und auch im Grunde mit einer großen Band gestartet. Jetzt aber ist sie eher dann schon seit 2007 als Solokünstlerin unterwegs, wie man so schön sagt. Und hat aber immer noch zwei Kumpels an ihrer Seite, die schon mit ihr seit ihrem 13. Lebensjahr musikalisch spielen. Und die lässt sie auch nicht von ihrer Seite weichen. Ich meine, heute sind sie jetzt nicht dabei, aber who's exactly with you on stage tonight at the Galileakirche?
Tonight it's Johannes on bass and who's also my co-producer, and his little brother, my old boyfriend, who plays the drums.
Interesting.
Yes, because usually my husband plays drums in my band.
Ah, even more interesting.
and then there's a new guy called Axel who plays the keyboard.
So, where is your husband tonight?
Well, he's playing with Jenny Wilson.
Ah, okay.
The other Jenny.
The Jenny thing, yeah.
And she actually asked him to tour with her just a few hours before I asked him to tour with me.
No.
And he has this rule that whoever asks first, so
his wife says, come and play with me?
Yeah, but I mean, but he's a freelance musician too. He has to take jobs when he finds them. But the thing is that we're actually playing in Paris together on Thursday.
I wanted to say that, the Killers, Jenny was a friend of mine, or is actually, no? Isn't she a friend of yours? No, I mean, repeating.
The Killers song, yeah.
Yeah, Jenny, I was just co-voting the Killers song because Jenny is a friend of yours, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
But haven't they written a lot of songs about Jenny? There's another song that I usually sing, and it's not Jenny was a friend of mine. It's another whatever.
We will get to it.
I think that someone in the Killers had a crush on a Jenny, or had a long relationship with a Jenny. So he's written several. That name occurs in several Killers songs.
Jennies are very special persons.
Yes.
Aren't they?
Yes.
Genau.
I think they are.
Und Jenny wird nämlich mit Jenny Wilson zusammen auftreten. Is it this week when you will be playing with her, or when you have a double?
Yeah, she's actually touring in Germany right now too. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to Hannover tonight.
Ah.
And then we meet up in Paris on Thursday.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
But today it's Berlin.
Yes.
And we are looking forward to the Galilea-Kirchen-Gig heute Abend. Da wollen wir euch gleich auch auf die Gästeliste schreiben. Jetzt hören wir uns erstmal an, was diese Künstlerin alles so kann. Wir hören Hard to Come By von Jenny Abrahamson. Abrahamson mit Hard to Come By. Is Abrahamson a very common name in Sweden?
Not so much, actually.
Where does it come from, Abrahamson?
Well, I guess Abraham the patriarch in the Bible.
Yeah.
Now, I think I had, like, my great-great-grandfather was named Abraham, or Abraham. And then his son, of course, became Abraham's son. And then on it went.
Do you have any sisters and brothers in Sweden?
Yes.
And they are making music as well?
Not so much. My sister was a pop act in the middle of the 90s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a bit older than me. But she's not doing... She's very creative. She writes lovely songs, but she doesn't really... I mean, she works with interior design and has 1,000 kids now.
Yeah, 1,000 kids.
Not 1,000, but many. And many animals. My brother just sings in a sort of a quartet.
Okay, but you can say all in all, musicians in your family.
Nobody else works with it, but they're mm-hmm. all very musical. Yeah, I grew up in a musical family.
When was the time when you first thought, okay, I can make a living out of making music?
That's a very common question. Like people always ask, mm-hmm. when did you decide that you wanted to be? But I was a singer when I was a kid. Now, it was just so natural to me that I was going to do music because that was what I was good at. Yeah. So I started playing classical piano very early. So that was my main thing. I always sang, but I didn't start singing like in bands until I was a teenager. But I started taking piano lessons when I was 5. Mm-hmm. So I intended to be a concert pianist, but I quit when I was 20.
Well, but now another thing worked out just fine. And your studio, is it in a very romantic area in Sweden? Tell us, what does it look like?
Well, now it looks better than ever because we just renovated it. But it's not, I wouldn't say romantic. That would be a complete exaggeration. It's a normal studio space. You go down into the cellar and then... It's just a bunch of stuff, and so, but it's quite big and spacey, and now it's newly decorated, so it's nice. We have like a storage for all our instruments and a control room and a big live room.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
So you're traveling now Europe with your music. The concert that day you are giving with Jenny Wilson, is it also, what is this concert about, or is it just
having a friend? No, it's just we're sharing a night in Paris,
Yeah. A night in Paris. Okay. And what will you go and buy in Paris when the concert is over or before the concert?
I think before the concert, I will definitely go to buy my perfume that I always buy in Paris because it's a Parisian perfume. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, I always buy, like after a show in Paris, you have to go and buy, what do you call it? Like crepes with Nutella and banana. That's like, you have to do that. That's the thing that you have to do in Paris.
Is that
so?
You're
going to treat yourself after a show, yeah.
Also schön Crepe mit Nutella und Banane kaufen, das ist der Plan nach dem Konzert. But you could do it here as well, or does the crepe taste different?
No, it's different in Paris.
It's the real crepe, the Parisian crepe.
Yes.
Und davor kauft sie sich ihr Lieblingsparfum, was es nur in Paris gibt. So it's your favorite flavor there? When you, what kind of parfumerie is that?
It's Diptyque.
Diptyque?
Yeah. I mean, they sell it everywhere, but it's kind of hard to find in Sweden.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and they have they have small shops all over Paris, but there's a specific one in Marais that I always go to.
Ah, très bien. And what do you do in Berlin before the concert? What is your favorite shop here to buy?
Well, the thing is, I've never spent that much time in Berlin.
Shame on you.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's what I feel every time I come mm-hmm. here. But what I love about Germany, all in all, and especially Berlin, is all the Biomarkts. I mean, it's porn for someone who likes alternative food and health.
Yeah, don't you have that in Smaland?
not in that sense. Not like you can go into a whole shop and just buy really good stuff.
Yeah.
So I can spend, the guys can just drop me off at any Biomarkts and I will spend an hour or two there.
Yeah, I can understand. If it's a good market and everything looks, you know, like tasty and you can have a good time.
And
you
know your Kräuter and like syrups for your voice with thyme and mauve and lots of healthy chocolate stuff.
Jetzt wisst ihr auch, was für eine Dame ihr euch einlasst, wenn ihr heute Abend in die Galilea-Kirche geht. Denn Jenny Abraham wird dort aufspielen. Wir schreiben euch jetzt auf die Gästeliste 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. Seid dabei heute Abend beim Konzert. Charmante Herren werden sie begleiten. Are there going to be many electronics on stage tonight? What kind of instruments? What can we see?
Yeah, you will see me playing an instrument that I've built. That's called Plexi Baby.
Okay.
It's a marimba made out of plexiglass.
Uh-huh.
And it's lighting in a turquoise icy color.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth the ticket.
You patented it?
No, I haven't. Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Because I get a lot of emails from men who want to have like, can you send me instructions on how to build it?
Oh.
So you will see me playing that and guitar. You will see Johannes playing a lot of synth bass. And a little like classical bass. You will see Axel playing keyboards and you will see a drummer. That's it.
Mm, and your beautiful voice. That sounds promising. Mm. So it's not Gemini Gemini, but Gemini Gemini, die aktuelle Platte.
Well, if you want to say it in English, I don't know.
It sounds maybe wonderful. Yeah. Gemini Gemini. Jenny Abrahamson heute Abend in der Galilea-Kirche. 030 2000 9000, der Weg auf die Gästeliste. Ihr seid heute Abend herzlich eingeladen. Jenny, it was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Enjoy Berlin and, of course, Paris with your crepe, your healthy crepe, your own perfume.
My not so healthy crepe.
But you need that after a concert.
Yes.
You're sweaty and you need that.
Hungry.
I can understand. Wir hören The War von Jenny Abrahamson bei Flux FM.